your last instruction about offering yourself appreciation, maybe it was a good thing, but it sort of screwed me up trying to figure out where myself was. So I guess I have a question about how do you ask yourself for appreciation?
Yeah. It's an instruction more on this kind of relative plane, isn't it? This relative plane of our day-to-day existence where, you know, I know your name, you know mine, we relate in the world. So yeah, it's a great question, really, because in the absolute, there's no, what is there, and who's sending?
It's almost, it's as much a koan as an instruction.
Yeah.
And that's good like that.
I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you. Any other questions or comments about maybe even particularly the instruction? Was it helpful? Yeah. So the question, let me just repeat the question and then you can take it. So the question is, this person had the instruction yesterday to explore with awareness to I know I was saying kind of, you know, notice the edge of it. It's also true when the mind's concentrated enough that you can bring your attention into just into the direct experience of what we would call pain. So the question is, I did that. It was interesting. What I noticed was that it disappeared. That was interesting. So then I kind of got into that as a practice. And what was the question about that? Was that it didn't happen the next time when you investigated in that way? Or?
No, it would happen, but it would become a game.
It became a game.
There was an expectation.
The pain would disappear. So is there a commentary about an expectation that pain will disappear? And maybe you would like to comment more on that.
Sure. So it's interesting to see what the mind does, right? Because the mind, there's a practice instruction, and then we explore that. And then we discover that pain is not what we thought it was. It's it has the nature to change, and it might disappear. It might come back. It might intensify. We don't know, but the mind wants to know. The mind wants to have a grip on it, it grasp it, and so we make a story. So if I do this, this is going to happen. So it's a really essential and profound part of our practice to be with the not knowing. That's what being in the moment is. That's what kind of mindfulness of the unfolding of our experience is. It's to not know. And and have a sense of ease with that. So it goes against the habits of the mind, which wants to kind of get it and predict what will happen in the future. So it's just, I mean, I think it's great that you just saw that whole process and the way you described it so clearly. So it's kind of we get to know our minds and how our minds work.
Yeah, I think what you said is that I just met the pain without wanting to understand it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's when it disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah. So just that interest, like mindfulness kind of works together with another factor of meditation, which is called investigation. Investigation is just kind of moving into our direct experience of what's happening in this moment and asking, as Jean pointed out in the instruction, well, what's happening here? What is this? In that kind of open, just curious, without preconception attitude.
I would just add to that too that noticing expectation is its own really interesting, just noticing what happens with it, because plenty of times our expectations are not met. And there's this one big painting at IMS in Barrie, Insight Meditation Society, on the stairwell, so you kind of have to pass it and read it as you go up the stairs. And it says, when we let go of expectation, everything opens up. Everything opens up. Okay, we'll take one more, Sophie.
Well, just to build on this conversation, it seems to be a very, 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 very fine line between going towards something with curiosity and an investigative mind and grasping or, having expectations. It's that could be, I don't know, it's in French you say tenu, it's such a very mini, mini line, where you go just too far. So I find it, I'm curious to see when actually you cross that line and how to catch oneself as well, because I guess it must, in my experience it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The expectation that when we go into pain and meet it,
mm-hmm.
which is, in my experience, does happen often,
mm-hmm.
then it becomes an expectation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's keeping that curiosity
mm-hmm.
and not the expectation. I don't know if you have any advice.
I would say what you just said, just keeping that curiosity, just because even the mind has enough clarity that it's just noticing it. Because of course, there could be the aspect like, I really want to get it, and actually really what you're pointing to is this kind of subtlety. So we just notice. I mean, the way I associate with what you're saying is just that little bit of just kind of noticing, a little bit of grasping. Like that's the cue, for me. I can feel it in my body. And then it might just be, I don't know, it's language here, but a sense of letting go.
Can I add to something?
Please.
I think that one of the things also to be aware of here is how a sense of self arises in this process. With the grasping, there's this sense of I'm doing something. I'm doing this. And really what's happening is that that the Dharma is happening. The Dharma is unfolding. So with this capacity to be present and to be mindful, that those are the teachings that are unfolding in our being. It's not a self. It's not me or mine. It's sometimes the Dharma is referred to as medicine. It's the medicine of the Dharma, which is unfolding in us. But then when we start to think, you know, it's me, I'm doing this, I'm in control, that's kind of the subtle, I think, crossing of the line.
Thank you. So, sorry, I can't take the other questions right now because it's time for us to have a short transition.